everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. With the ukulele, a handstand, and a dream, my next guest went on to make television history as the darling of one of Hollywood's favorite late-night indulgences, Saturday Night Live. In her six-year stint on the iconic hit series, over 20 Johnny Carson appearances, movies, stage, and the list goes on, this natural-born athlete, gymnast, and cheerleader of the soul would soon realize that all that glitters is not gold, and all the promises of the Bible were not old. They were real, but they had conditions. Question was, how to meet them in Hollywood as a Bible-believing Baptist, and more importantly, in life. Here to share her amazing and eye-opening story in part one of my two-part exclusive is internationally renowned comedian and author of her recent memoir, Is My Bow Too Big? How I Went From Saturday Night Live to the Tea Party. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, a joy indeed, Miss Victoria Jackson. Victoria, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be among your guests.
Well, it's an honor to have you, Victoria. Victoria, we met last year and briefly again this year at the NRB in Nashville, and since that time, much has transpired in your life and what you are faced with today. If I may share, you are overcoming a diagnosis of cancer, a double mastectomy, the recent loss of your beautiful blonde hair, yet not your humor, Victoria, and not your boldness for Jesus Christ or political Tea Party stance. But before we get to all of this in part one of our two-part conversation today, can you please share with our listeners how you came to faith in Jesus Christ and how in Hollywood that faith would be tested in career and in life? Victoria, please tell us your story.
Wow. I hope I can do it in this short amount of time. Well, I was raised in a Southern Baptist church, and we went three times a week, and I have wonderful memories of it. I know all the hymns in the Baptist hymnal by heart, almost all the verses. And when I was about six, that's when I learned to read, and I think that's when I accepted Christ into my heart, and I think it's because I could read the words, and I think I realized that the preacher wasn't just speaking to the congregation, but God was speaking to me as an individual, you know, and he said John 3:16, and I told my dad, I said, Daddy, I want to ask Jesus into my heart, and it was bedtime, and he said, okay, so we went and knelt by my bed, and I knew that there was different ways of saying it, like, accept him as your personal savior, let him into your heart, get saved. And I knew that those were all just different ways of trying to explain a spiritual thing. And I thanked him for dying for my sins. And I remember I was thinking, what are my sins? And I was only six, so I could only come up with two sins. I was mean to my brother twice. But I got the concept, and I knew I'd probably be sinning more in the future. And that was a very real childlike faith. I totally got the gospel. And ever since then, I've always known I was a daughter of the King, and that he would take care of me, and I should follow him and trust him with my life and my death. So I really appreciate that my parents taught me that. Now my children are born again Christians, and their children are, the legacy is being handed down.
Amen and amen. Victoria, it wasn't so easy for you growing up. In your book, Is My Bow Too Big? Your father was a gymnast, your mother was a nurse. They both seemed to be great people, but perhaps a little on the strict side. And so when your father had you do gymnastic stints on the bridge and you cut your leg, he just wanted you to get on with it. And your mother, the nurse, said, oh, that's okay, it'll heal. It wasn't a big deal. And then you were told that you had to lose weight. And as a young girl, I have the feeling that made an impression on your young life and your physical being, which led to you becoming bulimic later on in life and in Hollywood in your career as a comedian. I want to segue into that a little bit. Tell us about some of the challenges you faced in Hollywood and being on SNL Saturday Night Live.
Well, the whole weight thing, I know that girls are so, you know, when I was a teenager, no one talked about, you know, bulimia, anorexia, no one talked about it. But in the gymnastic world, we were pretty much naked in a leotard. And it was a very confusing, strange thing for me because I'd go to church and they'd say, be modest. Then I'd go to the gym with my dad every day after school until 10 p.m., help him set up the equipment, help him teach his classes. All the girls in there were in leotards, which is practically naked. And I was so uncomfortable. I didn't want to be a gymnast. It was just a family business. You know, it was very difficult. I mean, everyone has a different trouble in their childhood, but mine was kind of strange. And it was, I felt a lot of pressure to get a gymnastic scholarship to college. My dad told me I was 5 pounds overweight when I was 5 years old. And, you know, things like that, they affect you. And you get mixed messages, be modest. Don't, you know, it, anyway, but yeah, but then I ended up in, I guess the family business was like performing, even though we weren't acting, it was like gymnastic shows, and I guess I felt comfortable that way, and ended up being in a play in college, and then in Hollywood, where you're supposed to be skinny too, and I tried every trick to try to be skinny, because I was just hungry all the time. And I know a lot of girls struggle with that. I know, you know, smoking, cigarettes, to try to not eat. And it's just, it's sad, but the pressure is still there, even if you're a Christian, you know. Since the 70s, a lot of people have talked about it, I know, publicly. But, you know, I've been through every sin and temptation there is. One day I realized I was just a cliche. Like everyone else, I've been held up with a gun. I've been through divorce. I've been through eating disorders. I've had everything you can think of, but it doesn't matter. Jesus, he's helped me get over them. He loves me, and he died for my sins. So it's all good in the end.
Amen and amen. Now, when you were at Saturday Night Live, you were there for 6 seasons, and you were the darling, and you auditioned with a handstand, and you write poetry. You're also an artist, and so that was something no one else was doing. That was something someone wanted to see, and your entrance into Hollywood was actually from an actor that you knew. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't really call myself an artist. I mean, painting-wise, I paint like I'm 5 years old, but it's fun sometimes. But I did always love writing poetry, and when I went to Hollywood, I couldn't afford college anymore. My parents couldn't afford it, and I was engaged to my now husband, who was not a fan of acting or show business, and I couldn't afford college, so I thought, well, I could be a typist in my hometown, or I could be a typist in Hollywood and chase this whim of acting. It's the only time in my life I'll have the opportunity because I'm not married and I don't have kids yet. So I'll chase the whim, get it out of my system. And meanwhile, I was in summer stock in Birmingham, my first acting job, and I met Johnny Crawford, who was the child star from The Rifleman. He was 13 years older than me. I was 19. And he wanted me to be in his nightclub act in Hollywood. And he said he'd give me a one-way ticket. And he said he'd give me a plane ticket. He didn't say it was one-way, but it just ended up being one-way. But I said, you got to call my parents first because I'm only 19. He asked their permission. They said, okay. And you know, they trusted me to go off alone with no money and a strange man to Hollywood. And when I got to his house, I said, where am I supposed to sleep? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't sleep with men. I'm a Baptist virgin. And he said, I thought you were kidding. I'm like, no, I wasn't kidding. And anyway, we're still friends, and he helped me so much. He thought he would, like, discovered me. I got a job in a retirement home for room and board, and he didn't really have any power to get me an acting job, but he did introduce me to my first agent at William Morris, and, you know, I've struggled. I had three jobs. Basically, I got my foot in the door of show business by doing a stand-up comedy routine that involved a handstand, because that's all I knew from my gymnastics days. And I said poetry upside down, and I got on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I did it around town for 2 years until the talent scout saw it, my 6 minutes, and got me on The Tonight Show. And that was my big break, and then Johnny had me back on about 20 times. And that's how Lorne Michaels discovered me for Saturday Night Live.
That's right. Amen and amen. Well, what I want our listeners also to know, that you carried your faith in Jesus Christ in Hollywood, but yet the pressures and the peer pressure of that were a little too much for you at times. So you had a bad marriage, you got involved in drinking and drugs and a lot of other things that people can read about in your book. And you, by the way, you have written your book with such humor and such clarity. And so I was asking the Lord as I'm reading the book, what is the real purpose and the goal of Victoria's book here? And I thought, you know, there are a lot of people out there that can identify with Victoria, that when given a choice to go God's way or their own way, God is a gentleman. He will never push his agenda on you, but gently invites you to go his way, because he knows that that way is a way of life and peace and purpose. But you weren't hearing from God, as you said in your book, and I think you got tired of waiting, and you made some choices that you shouldn't have made. But that has all changed now, and I love that scripture, Victoria, that says what Satan means for evil, God will turn to his glory. And he certainly has done that in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to comedian Victoria Jackson, acclaimed actress, author, poet, musician, artist, and political activist, best known for her six-season stint on the iconic Saturday Night Live television hit show, and whose recent autobiography, Is My Bow Too Big?, is sure to amuse, inspire, but most of all, challenge one to rethink our values, purpose, career, and life God's way and not our own. You can learn more about Victoria's work, mission, and ministry by visiting victoriajackson.com. You'll be glad you did. Victoria, it has been an absolute joy speaking with you today. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
God bless you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard the amazing and transparent testimony of one of America's most beloved comedians, whose rise to fame, fortune, and ultimate devastation would cause my next guest to re-examine her childhood faith, values, and biblical convictions. Her six-year stint on the iconic Saturday Night Live SNL show not only put Victoria, quote, on the map, as they say, but also in recent years as a target for liberal mainstream media as she now fights to protect the freedoms our founding fathers died to give us. The renewed purpose and drive has given comedian, author, activist, musician, and poet something to really sing about, speak about, write about, and encourage and embolden us all about. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to testimony a great joy indeed, Miss Victoria Jackson. Victoria, welcome back to testimony.
What a great introduction. I can't live up to that.
Well, you can live up to that and more because you have done so much more than my introduction of you. In our last segment, we talked about your faith and career journey to Jesus Christ and your recent, I have to say, very humorous, engaging, and beautifully written memoir, Is My Beau Too Big? How I Went From Saturday Night Live to the Tea Party. Victoria, they need to make a movie about your life. For this segment, I want to delve more into the political aspects of your life, what you've learned, and what you hope all of us will take away from your latest great read. And then, Victoria, your challenge of overcoming cancer. It's inspiring. Victoria, please tell us more.
Wow. Well, I was never political. And what happened was I went to L.A. in 2007. My husband was retiring from being a cop in Miami, and my kids were almost grown. One was in college. The other one was starting college. And I thought, hey, I could try to get my career back, starting from zero in Los Angeles. So I went back there, and I didn't know where to start. And I was older, and they don't really like old women in Hollywood. And a friend of mine said, why don't you go to this conservative group? It's an underground conservative group. I said, well, I'm not political. And he said, well, you'll find people who think like you there, probably. So I went there, and it was like 35 people around the table, and they all shared. And I said, well, I'm not political, but I'm a Christian, so, you know, I'm against abortion, and I guess I'm a conservative. And they quickly educated me and showed me movies by Citizens United and books. And they said, you know, talking about we have to defeat Hillary. Then all of a sudden, someone came on the scene named Obama, and no one knew much about him, but they said he was left of Hillary. And I said, left of Hillary? She's a socialist. What would that be? That would be communist. And I remember learning about communism in my high school, my Christian high school. We had to read George Orwell's book, 1984. And in Miami, all the Cubans were coming over for freedom, escaping Castro in communism. So I was very aware of that. They were risking their lives on rafts to escape communism. It was very real to me. And then we found out that Obama's grandparents who raised him were in the Communist Party. And I was like horrified because the news wasn't telling anybody. And I said, well, someone's got to tell somebody. Like a friend said, you have the fire in you. And I said, I hate politics, but I hate lies. I want people to know the truth. And when Obama said he was a Christian and then he was for partial birth abortion, I was like, that's not what a Christian would believe in. And I just, I started talking out, and I quickly erased any chance of getting my career back and pretty much got blacklisted. And then when I went public and said that the TV show Glee should not have homosexual themes, mm-hmm. when children are watching in prime time, 8-year-olds, 5-year-olds, I accidentally watched Glee one day and I was horrified. I could not believe they were pushing homosexuality. And so that really got me blacklisted. And boy, the internet was just aflame saying bad things about me. But I do think we should stand up for the word of the Lord and for Jesus. And I have gay friends. It's not about hate. It's not about that. I've kind of backed away from politics. I think that people are catching on since the Tea Party. People are more educated now, and Ted Cruz is explaining it very well, better than I can.
I'm not so sure better than you can, actually. You're very bold and direct, and I think that's why Donald Trump has risen in the polls, because we're facing a public that is angry about politics as usual, whether you agree with Trump or not, or Cruz or not. I think the conservative platform, and this is a question to you, Victoria, is biblically based, is conservative based. Pastors, Constitution, what say you?
Well, I'm very frustrated with the church, with Christians, because a lot of them don't vote, and I used to be guilty of that. But Christians should get involved. They should run for office. They should pray. And the preachers are afraid to talk about the issues, like the girls' bathroom and the boys' bathroom issue, issues like Islam. Sharia law cannot coexist with the Constitution. Sharia law says a man can beat up his wife. Constitution says a man cannot beat up his wife. I just wish Christians would wake up and get involved.
Right. Well, the word says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And if we don't speak the truth, then who will? And also, Victoria, faith comes by hearing whether it's true or false. And isn't that how Hitler came to power? He targeted the educational system. I interviewed Rafael Cruz recently in his book, A Time for Action, and he talks about the liberal bias in our educational system today. So Christians are going to college and they're coming out atheists. Now, you've experienced this in your own life in the entertainment world. You have friends that you've worked with on Saturday Night Live that once were Catholic, but now they're atheist, and you talk a little bit about that in your book. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to acclaimed comedian Victoria Jackson of SNL Saturday Night Live fame. Her latest memoir is My Bow Too Big. Victoria is a political Tea Party pundit. She's a wife, she's a mother. She's happily married, and she's a strong born-again believer in Jesus Christ and one in Hollywood making a stand for faith-based values. It's as simple as that. Victoria, your book, Is My Bow Too Big, was written why?
Well, I did try to witness to some of my Saturday Night Live coworkers. I didn't really hang out with them much because I had a baby when I was on the show, and I'd rush home to be with my baby after work. But one Christmas, I gave them all the Bible on cassette, because the new thing in the late 80s was cassettes in your car, cassette players. And I thought, well, I don't know how to tell them how great the Bible is, and just passing them in the hallway, but maybe if they're driving home for Christmas, they could stick the cassette in their car and hear the whole Bible. Anyway, years later, I asked Kevin Nealon, I said, did I really do that, or is that like a dream I had? He said, no, you really did that. And little later on, I went to Julia Sweeney's play. She wrote about her journey into atheism, and I tried to debate her online, give her Bible verses, and I sent her a Bible with her name on it. And so, I prayed for them and stuff, but you asked me the reason I wrote my book, and of course, the reason why all Christians are left here on the earth is to spread the gospel. So my main mission was to honestly just explain the gospel and how Jesus has affected my life and how everyone can have hope, eternity, and salvation through him. And then my second goal was, I know people are interested in how did you get on TV? That was kind of how I sucked them in. But then I wanted to encourage Christians to get involved in saving our country.
Right. And in the back of your book, you talk about three particular issues. One, you explain why, in your view, Obama is a communist. Two, you explain why Jesus is who he said he was, God. And then you also outline the prophecies already fulfilled biblically. So you weave in your own personal story, your ups and downs in Hollywood. And then you give us all some information that a lot of people today are not even aware of. And as I said earlier, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to acclaimed comedian, actress, author, poet, musician, artist, and political activist Victoria Jackson, best known for her six-season stint on the iconic Saturday Night Live SNL show, and whose recent autobiography, Is My Bow Too Big, will amuse you, but most of all, challenge you on your own walk and faith in Jesus Christ. You can learn more about Victoria's work, mission, and political activism and ministry by visiting victoriajackson.com. You will be glad you did. Victoria, I want to thank you for taking precious time to share just a little of your story from your very humorous, transparent, and yet challenging autobiography, Is My Bow Too Big? Your life, your passion, your humor, and your faith in Jesus Christ is inspiring us all. May you continue to be blessed, to be healed, and to overcome in all ways, which you have, and beautifully so.
Jensine, can I add one more thing?
Yes, yes.
Am I pronouncing your name right?
Jensine, yes.
Yes, that's so original. Okay, I want to add one more thing. I'm very happy because I only have three more chemotherapies left, diagnosed with breast cancer last November. Very surprised, doesn't run in our family. Double mastectomy. I've had 12 chemotherapies and I only have three left. Wait, 12, 13, 14, something like that. I have three left and then my hair gets to grow back. I feel great. I'm very happy the Lord has helped me, that I don't have any bad side effects so far. And I wanted to share this verse that God gave me when I was getting my surgery, Psalm 43:5, and it says, why is my soul discouraged? Hope in God, I yet will yet praise Him. And I wrote a little tiny song. Can I sing it?
I'd love for you to.
Okay, a cappella, but I wrote this little song about it. Why should I be discouraged if God has a plan? He makes beauty from ashes. I will praise Him again and again. I will praise Him again and again. That was a little ditty that God gave me, and He's really carried me through this, and it's not so bad.
Well, that is beautiful, and that's one of the reasons I also wanted to bring you on, Victoria, because you, Victoria Jackson, are a true example of an overcomer. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and you are doing that, and beautifully so. We thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.